President Obama is speaking out about that Iranian surprise nuclear site. Earlier this morning at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, the president and other world leaders told Iran to open this newly disclosed enrichment facility to inspection. President Obama wants Iran to come clean at upcoming nuclear meetings.
Through this dialogue, we are committed to demonstrating that international law is not an empty promise, that obligations must be kept, and the treaties will be enforced.
Joining us now is Charlie Sennett, executive editor at Global Post. He joins us from Boston, Massachusetts, and Cindy Skorzycki, a correspondent for Global Post, who's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at that G20 summit meeting. So, Cindy, all of a sudden, there's a big international story that has nothing to do with economics and everything to do with nuclear proliferation. Now, what do you make of it?
Well, it certainly was a surprise and incredibly well-timed for Mr. Obama to be able to speak about, and certainly in the right venue, what kind of action will be taken on it or what role it'll continue to play through the meetings, we'll have to see.
Well, Charlie Sennett, executive editor at Global Post, I mean, you've seen played out at this G20 summit, which usually these summits do not make big headlines. It's more symbolic than anything else. A chess game being played by Iran and the United States. Opening move, Iran discloses this facility. The response by Barack Obama is to say we need international inspectors at the very minimum. What do you make of it?
I think it's really important. This has been an incredible week for foreign policy. And this really sort of caps it, because it takes the central issues that the Obama administration faces. The biggest issues are Afghanistan, Iraq, and nuclear proliferation. Those are the top three foreign policy issues, and they all have one thing in common, Iran. So to see these three leaders sort of lock arms, you know, you got the United States, the United Kingdom, and France in Pittsburgh locking arms and saying we need to get inspectors in there, I think is a stronger move than the very defensive move that Ahmadinejad has made in announcing that it exists.
Right. So you think there was some sort of attempt to preempt what President Obama said this morning. Charlie, take me into your editorial meetings now. At Global Post, you potentially have the capability of getting one of the first pictures of this undisclosed facility, or at the very least, Iranian reaction to what's going on domestically in Iran. How are you going to work that out?
Well, we have the challenges that every news organization faces in getting a reporter to be able to be on the ground working in Iran. But we have a reporter right now in Dubai who, like every reporter, is trying very hard to get in there. We also have a correspondent who we do not name, who is in Iran and who we can also try to get some sort of street reaction from and maybe tap into what's happening there. But this is very hard to report on. The biggest thing right now on Iran, I think, will just be the dynamics of big foreign policy. How do we get China and how do we get Russia to help hold Iran's feet to the fire on the UN inspections?
Well, markets are open and they're down, reacting to economic news and probably this Iran story as well. Cindy Skorzycki, you've been reporting also on the protesters in Pittsburgh. Has this revelation really sort of taken the headlines? And I'm wondering if you're getting any reaction, even from the media there in Pittsburgh.
You know, this is likely to become an issue with the protesters. There is a big protest planned for early this afternoon by the Thomas Merton Center, and this is certainly something that I think is going to energize their march. This is a permitted march, but it's a very large one, and you know, they're going to go right through the center of Pittsburgh. So I think this is probably going to be a very energizing issue for them and other protesters here.
Tell us about the experience you had this morning with Michelle Obama. I guess you were at a pancake restaurant, which I suppose was something of a photo op, but how substantive was your encounter there?
Well, Mrs. Obama really, truly did try to sneak off to this restaurant, which is in Millvale. It's a very small town on the other side of the Allegheny River, not too far from where the summit is being held. And she literally blew in there at 8:40 with her security detail, about six staff people, and sat down at her and the president's favorite pancake place in Pittsburgh called Pamela's Diner. This is the same Pamela's that the president brought to the White House, the two women who own it, to make pancakes for him on Memorial Day weekend. So this has become something of a habit with Mrs. Obama and the president. And obviously he wasn't there because he was opening the summit
right.
and discussing the whole Iranian
right.
issue.
Sure, well.
But she seemed to be having a very good time and ordered plain pancakes.
It's hard to sneak when you've got a security
indeed.
Detail, though.
But it's that kind of detail that we love from Global Post. Charlie Sennett, let's get one more bit of reaction from you. Now, of course, on the table for months has been this offer from Barack Obama and the administration to have bilateral talks on a whole range of issues to basically reopen bilateral communications with the Iranians. Where do you think that stands right now?
Well, I think that all changed with the June election and the street protests that erupted in a surprising and startling way. They began recalibrating that idea from that point forward, and I think now they've shown that they're really rethinking it. And I think all of that is an intention that exists. It's sort of holding it out for Ahmadinejad to say, hey, if you want to come in from the cold, we will talk with you, but you're going to have to live up to the UN inspections.
Well, the question is, who's on the defensive here? If Ahmadinejad says, inspectors, fine. It's harder for Barack Obama to say, all right, we're going to shut down these bilateral talks. But if Ahmadinejad takes a hard line, this could be really just a setup for saying, nope, we're slamming the door. What do you think, Charlie?
I think you're right. I mean, this all sounds familiar, doesn't it? It sounds a lot like Iraq, 10 years ago. And
good point.
Yeah.
It's really interesting how we've changed the dynamics and the hydraulics, to use an oil metaphor, on dual containment. It's still the same operative theory at work that we have to contain Iran, we have to contain Iraq. But I still come back to this, that
quickly.
The Obama administration is going to have to step up its foreign policy. It's going to have to be a lot more clear. It's trying to do that right now on the ground in Pittsburgh, but it's got a lot of work to do.
Well, this could clarify things. So Charlie Sennett, executive editor at Global Post, and Cindy Skrzycki, correspondent for Global Post in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cindy and Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming up, if you're gay, how young is too young to come out? It's a very serious choice for a lot of young people, and we're going to talk about it in just 10 minutes.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.